California is not alone in facing a serious water shortage. Across the Pacific, Taiwan has been facing one of its worst ever droughts. Millions of people and hundreds of businesses have been coping with severe water rationing. NPR's Rob Ballinger recently visited Taiwan and learned how people have adapted.
The drought in this island nation began last fall. Taiwan's Water Resource Agency says that between October and February, the country recorded its lowest rainfall since 1947, when record-keeping began. And perhaps no one was more aware of the crisis than Wang Kuo Liang.
Where we're standing now, it's usually underwater.
Wang is a government official responsible for the Ximen Reservoir. It's one of the largest in Taiwan. He and I actually walked into the basin.
As you can see, the ground is all cracked because of insufficient rain.
The cracks are so widespread, it looks like we're standing on brown, shattered glass. The water level had dropped to only 20% of the reservoir's capacity. This became easy to see from up in Wang's office, overlooking the reservoir. He says it dried up in spite of government-imposed water restrictions that began back in the winter.
A lot of the reservoir's water goes to agriculture. So first, we partially cut off the irrigation supply for farming. Afterward, there still wasn't enough rain. So we started three phases of public water restrictions. The first is we lowered water pressure at night, but that didn't work out as well as we had hoped. So we went on to the second phase.
Phase two began in February. It restricted large-scale water use at many industrial plants. And by April, when I visited, the drought had become so severe that the government implemented phase three. That meant the public water supply was cut off for 2 days each week across much of northern Taiwan. Wang says the water rationing meant that most everyone had to change their daily routines.
I shower instead of taking baths, and I collect the shower water afterward to flush the toilet. When I cook, I collect the water from washing vegetables and use that to flush the toilet.
All kinds of businesses had to adapt too. Just ask John Lin. He owns a shop in Taoyuan City near the reservoir. It's part of a popular chain that sells bubble tea.
Simply speaking, we are selling water. Without water, our business won't last.
Lin saved and stockpiled some water, but he still had to close down 1 day per week and cancel his tea delivery service. He is worried about how long his store can survive the drought.
We are facing a loss of over 100,000 Taiwan dollars for the month. That's about 30% of our total revenue.
Down the street, a hair salon called Mentor adapted to the water restrictions with better results. A stylist there named Zoe says the salon stockpiled enough water each week to stay open.
We made plans. We installed two extra water tanks for clients.
She says the business actually benefits when customers can't turn on their own taps.
When the water's cut off, people come to salons to have their hair washed because they can't do it at home.
The salon's ability to absorb the impact of water rationing is reflected on a much larger scale across the country's semiconductor industry. Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company uses up to 350,000 tons of water each day. It's needed to wash chemicals off semiconductor wafers, which wind up in smartphones, TVs, and computers. Spokesperson Elizabeth Sun says the company was already prepared for drought. Its facility was designed to recycle enough water to meet its massive needs.
We are able to repeatedly use the water, so the actual consumption of clean tap water is between 90,000 and 100,000 tons per day instead of the 300,000 to 350,000 tons per day.
Sun says her company's manufacturing went unaffected by this year's water restrictions. Now, the rainy season has arrived in Taiwan. Enough rain is falling that the government is scaling back most of its rationing. That means much of Taiwan can begin to return to normal water usage. But Taiwan's president is asking for a new normal. In the next 15 years, he says he wants people to cut their water use by around 10%, and in the longer term, by at least 30%. Rob Ballinger, NPR News.